Shalom to all. In today's Afyom Mishnah, we're going to learn Masechet Zvachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, all the way through Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. And we continue discussing the Psulim of Chosam Zmanu, Chosam Kaimai. And the previous Mishnayas, we had a number of situations where such a Machshava does not passel the carbon. And we continue with more examples. Mishnah Hey tells us, Hashrechet HaMukdashim, somebody who shechs Mukdashim. Now it's important to note that whenever the Mishnah uses this Lashon HaMukdashim, it's referring specifically to a Nekeva, a female animal. So he shechs a carbon, which is a female, it's a Nekeva. And his intention was, Lechol Shlil or Shil Yabachot, that he's going to eat its shlil, the fetus that's inside of it, that's a baby animal that's not fully developed, that's inside of it, or it's shilya, which is the placenta, that's what surrounds the baby. And his thought process was that he's going to eat a bachot, which means either chotzlam kaimai or chotzlazmanai. So loy figel, he was not mefagel the carbon if his thought was chotzlazmanai, and if his thought was chotzlam kaimai, he didn't passel the carbon because these things are not considered part of the carbon, and therefore he doesn't passel it. Also, let's say hamoylik tayrim bifnim lechol beitzeim bachot loy figel. This is an important term, moylik. We know that with birds in the Beis HaMikdash, Shechita is not done to them. There's a very complicated thing called Malika that a Kohen does. He holds the bird with one hand. It's one of the most challenging things to do in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he cuts the back of its neck with his long thumbnail. Again, that's called Malika. So if he did Malika, he was Malek, Tyrin. Tyrin are a type of bird that are brought. And he did this with intention that he's going to eat its eggs outside. Again, that's a thought process of either Chosam Kohen or Chosal Zmanai, Laipigel. He wasn't Mefagel it. He didn't passel it. And that's because the eggs aren't considered part of the bird. Also, Chalev milk which is in the animal's udders after it's shechted, and there's milk of the animal's udders or the eggs of these birds that we just mentioned, when it's not going to be chai for piggle, or nicer, if this is left over past the time it's allowed to be eaten, or if he was tummy and he ate it, there's no problem, because again, these are not considered part of the actual carbon. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now we're going to be discussing another type of thought that maybe passes a carbon. Remember, up until now, we've been discussing only two thought processes, chotzlam kaimai or chotzlazmanai, that while he did one of the main avodos, shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, or zrika, he thought to himself that he's going to either eat the meat or do haktar semurim outside the place where they're allowed to be done or beyond the proper time where they're allowed to be done. So now let's say he had a different type of thought. Mishnah Vav says, shchata el manas laniach damai oy emur v'lamachar. He shechted it with intention that he's just going to leave its blood or its emurim tomorrow. Not that he's going to do the action of sprinkling the blood tomorrow or be makter the emurim tomorrow. That's obviously a puzzle thought. But over here, he just thought, I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to do anything to it. I was going to let it sit till tomorrow and that's it. Now, obviously, it's not let it sit till tomorrow. He has to do the avoda today, but he just thought, I'm going to leave it till tomorrow and zehu. Or his thought process was, leitzion l'chutz, that he's going to bring it outside. And we know if he physically brings it outside, that passels it, but his thought process was simply that he's going to bring it outside where it's allowed to be brought. So Rabbi Yehuda passels, v'cham machshirin. The chum say it's still kosher. Rabbi Yehuda passels because if the person actually does leave it for tomorrow, or if he brings it out from where it's allowed to be brought, so it's possible in that situation. So even if he has a thought process he's going to do that, it passels the carbon. But the Chachamim say, no, such a thought process doesn't passel it. If he physically brings it to where it's not to be brought, or if he actually leaves it over till tomorrow, so then he's chayiv. But just having a thought process like that is not mechayiv him. More cases, let's say, shchotel manas litno agave akevesh. He shechted it with intention that he's going to put the blood on the ramp. Or the intention was, shalei keneged yisoid, he's going to sprinkle it on his back, not where the yisoid is, or litan sayitano lamato lamalav, sayitano lamalav lamato, with intention that he's going to put blood that's supposed to be below, above, or supposed to be above, below, or sanitarim bifnim b'chutz, sanitarim b'chutz bifnim. His intention was, instead of sprinkling the blood inside, he's going to do it outside, or instead of doing it outside, he's going to do it inside, or sheichlu tameim, shekrivu tameim. His intention during these avodas was that somebody tummy is going to eat it, or that somebody tummy is going to be makriv it, or sheichlu arelim, shekrivu arelim, that somebody who does not have a bris mila is going to eat it, or is going to be makriv it. Or let's say in regards to a carbon pesach, which we know one is not allowed to break the bones of a carbon pesach, and his thought process was, l'shaber atzmeis pesach, that he's going to break the bones, or v'lachal imenu na, that he's going to eat from it only partially cooked. We know it has to be fully cooked, not partially. Or la'ariv dami b'dam psulim, that he's going to mix the blood of this carbon with the blood of carbonates that are pasul. In all these cases, kosher. The carbon is kosher. She'ein ha'machshava paiselas el chutzas manim chutzam kaimai. Because an improper thought only pasuls if that thought is that he's going to do something chutzas manim or chutzam kaimai. Va'pesach chata shloi l'shmon, and specifically regarding karm pesach and chatas, which we learned about in the first parak, if he shechts it with the intention of shloi l'shma, those are the only thoughts that pasul. But not if he thinks to himself that I will do an action later which will passel it, such as sprinkling the blood on the wrong mizbeach. That's just an example that we brought over here. Yes, if he actually does that, he passels it. But just having a thought process that he's going to do it, that doesn't passel it. Now, previous two prakim, we've learned a general rule that if a person doing the avodah of the karbanos had an improper thought during an essential part of the avodah, or he's a person who's allowed to be doing the avodah and he had this improper thought, so then he passels the karban. However, if he wasn't allowed to be doing the avodah anyway, or if he had an improper thought during a non-essential part of the avodah, so in the carbon is not necessarily possible. Point number one. Point number two we're going to be discussing over here is the matnois dam on the mizbeach. This is the sprinklings or the applications of blood that are done to the mizbeach. And in general, there's three different types of matnois dam. There's matana achas, it's just one application, one sprinkling of blood on the mizbeach. Then there's something called shtayin shehin arba, two, which is really four. How is that possible? So if you look at the corner of a wall or the corner of a closet or the corner of something that's near you, and you imagine splashing a cup of water or blood or whatever it would be on that corner, so even though you're just doing one splash, since it's hitting the corner, it actually splits into two and hits two walls, and that's shtayim shehin arba. Only two blood applications are done, but since it's done to the corners, that hits four different walls. And then there's just regular arba matanos, four applications of blood to the four sides of the mizbeach. Now, even though each carbon has its own matnas dam and what we're supposed to do with it, as we're going to be learning about in the next perek, that's only the lechatchila. But what about bediyeved? Let's say not all those matanos are done. When is it kosher? And what halachic implications does it have? So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Beishamai says, kol nitarn al mizbeach chitzoin, any carbon that needs its blood sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, that's the main mizbeach, she'im nisana matana achas, if only one sprinkling was done, keeper. The person received the kapara and it's 100% kosher, even though only one sprinkling was done and maybe he was really supposed to do more. And ubechatos, specifically with the carbon chatos, shtei matanos, he has to do a minimum of two matanos, and that's based off a drasha from a pasuk. Now Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, av chatos shenisana matana achas keeper, even with the carbon chatos, if he only did one matana, even though he's supposed to do more, the person still receives their kapara. What do we see from here? That according to Beis Shammai, with most karbonos, and according to Beis Hillel, with all karbonos that are supposed to be sprinkled on the outside of his bayach, only one matana of dam is essential. Only one has to happen. Lefikach, therefore, says the Mishnah, im nasan asar yishani katikna, if the first one was sprinkled perfectly fine with all the correct intentions, vezashniya chosluzmano, and the second sprinkling of blood, he had an improper intention of chosluzmano, keeper, the person received their kapara, and the carbon is not possible, because the first one, which is the main one, that's essential one, was done properly, so all the subsequent ones, even though they were done improperly, they're perfectly fine. Now let's say, nasan asar yishani chosluzmano, vezashniya choslum kaima, pigol, v'chayav an olive kares. If he did the first matana of dam with intention of chosluzmano, and the second one was intention of chosluzmano, the carbon is pigel, and a person's chayav karis for eating from its meat. Why is that? So remember, we learned about previously that according to the Chachamim, which is a Tana Kama, if a person has a double intention of chosluzmano and chosluzmano kaima, that does not make the carbon pigel. It's only if he has one intention of chosluzmano and that's it, only then it's pigel. The reason why this case is different is because remember, as we just said, only one matan of dam is essential, and therefore if his machshava of chosluzmano was during that one matan of dam which is essential, so it doesn't make a difference what other machshavas he had during other matnois dam. Those aren't really relevant for the kashrus of the carbon, and therefore it's considered pigel. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing to discuss this, just in regards to a carbon that has to have its matnois dam done on the mizbeach hapnimi, which is a mizbeach inside the heichal, also known as the mizbeach hazav or the mizbeach haktoires. The Mishnah tells us, kol nitan on mizbeach hapnimi, any carbon that needs its blood sprinkled on the inner mizbeach. These are called chatois hapnimiyos, the chatois which are done inside. This is a par and sar of Yom Kippur, and something called par kohen Mashiach and par helm Darshal Tzibur, for all those that learn Maseches Harias, also the Sirma of Vaidazara, all of these, their matnos dam have to be done inside. Shem Chisra Achzim Kol Matanos, like Keeper, that if one of those matnos dam were missing, there's no kapara. The carbon did not work. It's not like in the previous mission we said, one is minimum and that's perfectly fine, all the other ones aren't essential. Over here, every single sprinkling is essential. Lefikach, therefore, Im Nosan Kulim Keteknon, Vachas Shalai Ketekna, Pasol, Vain Baikares. If all of them are done properly, and even just one of these matanos was not done properly with an improper thought, so the whole carbon's puzzle, there's just no chiv karis for eating the meat. That's because the whole avoida wasn't done with the machshava of pigel, but the carbon still is puzzle. Now we continue discussing pigel and pay attention to the following. Pigel, as we know, is a machshava of chutzlas manoi that the kohen has thought that he's going to do one of the avoidas, let's say sprinkle the blood, chutzlas manoi, beyond the time that he's allowed to. That puzzles the carbon, and actually it's a very high level of psul, namely the one who eats from it is chayv karis. Now this is said in the Torah regarding a carbon shlamim, and we learn from there that this applies to other carbonas that are like a shlamim. Namely, they have to be a davar shiyash lematirim. What does that mean? So in order for carbon to be mutar ba'achila, it needs to have zrikas adam. The blood needs to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. That makes the carbon a davar shiyash lematirim, something that has a matir. The matir is the blood. The blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach is the matir. That is what permits the carbon to be allowed to be eaten. Therefore, we learn from here that pigel applies to anything which has a matir, but not to the matir itself. So for example, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, even if the carbon is pigel and one would be chayv karis for eating its meat, the blood is not pigel because the blood is not a davar shiyash lematirin. There's nothing that matirs the blood. It is the matir for the carbon. carbon, but it doesn't have its own matir. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. The following things, one is not going to be chayv pigle for. These two things are part of a mincha. We know that carbon mincha, in general, is flour, oil, and levina, which is frankincense. And the basic idea of a lot of carbonous mincha is that we have all the ingredients together. The koyin that tastes like kmitza, which is like a fistful of the mincha, that's burned on the mizbeach. And then the rest of the mincha is able to be eaten, which means that the kmitza, or the koymetz, is the matir of the carbon mincha that makes the mincha a davar sheyesh loy matirin. Therefore, if he has an improper thought of michotzos manoi in the process of bringing the mincha itself is pigle, and if he eats from it, he's going to be chayv kares, but the matir, the koymetz, or the levina, since they are not a davar sheyesh loy matirin, again, they are the matir for the mincha, but they themselves are davar she'ein loy matirin, they don't have anything else that permits them, well, it's not going to be chayv pigle, meaning he's not going to be chayv kares if he eats them. The Mishnah continues, v'ktayres, the ktayres in the base of Mikdash, it's not even meant to be eaten, it's supposed to be burned, and u'michos kehan, u'michos kohen mashiach, these are all different types of menachos that are considered davar she'ein loy matirim. Here's one that we mentioned at the introduction to the Mishnah, the hadam, the blood of a carbon, the blood itself is davar she'ein loy matirim, v'hanesachim abayim b'fnei atzman, and nesachim, libations, which is wine that's poured on the mizbeach, that's what nesachim is, if they come by themselves, they're not connected to a carbon, divra meir, that last member is a corn trav meir, all these things are considered davar she'ein loy matirim, therefore a thought of chutzos manoi is not going to make them into pigol. Now the Chum just argue with Rav Meir on this last din, af habayim im habehema, even nesachim that are brought along with a behema, many karbonos require certain nesachim, certain libations to be brought along with them, and even so, says the Chachamim, they're not considered davar she'esh lamatirim, they're still considered separate from the carbon, and therefore, even if the carbon became pigol, the nesachim are different, and there's no din of pigol on the nesachim. Here we have another machlokes, loig shemen shel metzaira. What about the loig of oil of metzaira? We know that metzaira is a person who has saras, the skin affliction of sorts. When he goes through his tahara process, he has to bring a whole loig of oil, some of it is used and applied on the body of the metzaira. The rest of it, though, is eaten by the kaihanim. As there's machlokes about this as well, Rav Shimon says, ein chayav an olav mishum pigol. One is not chayav pigol for this, it's not considered a davar she'esh lamatirin because it's brought on its own, it's not connected to anything else. Whereas Rav Meir says, chayav an olav mishum pigol. One would be chayav pigol for this oil of the metzaira. Why is that? Shadam ha'asham matiroi, because the blood of the carbon asham is matirit. We know as part of his tahara process, a metzaira has to bring a carbon asham, and that carbon is a davar she'esh lamatirin, namely, as we've said, the blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach. And so Rav Meir holds that this loig shemen of metzaira is matired by the blood of the carbon asham, therefore it's considered davar she'esh lamatirim. And as we said, v'chol she'esh lamatirin, anything that has a matir, bein lo adam, bein lo mizbeach, whether the matir allows it to be eaten by a person or the matir allows it to be brought on the mizbeach, chayav an ol mishum pigol, so there is a chiyav of pigol. And now we continue to talk about this, Mishnah Dalid, ha'oila, a carbon oila, how is this a davar she'esh lamatirim? If we're not able to eat the meat of a carbon oila, we know that oila is completely burned on the mizbeach, still, dama matir b'salam mizbeach, the blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach, now is the matir for us to be allowed to put the meat of the carbon oila on the mizbeach, so it's considered davar she'esh lamatirim, and also va'oila kaihanim, it allows the hide to be taken by the kaihanim, and so oila is a davar she'esh lamatirim, oila is ha'oif, a bird oila, dama matir b'salam mizbeach, its blood also being sprinkled on the mizbeach allows us to put the bird itself on the mizbeach to be burned. Chatas ha'oif, a carbon chatas, which is a bird, dama matras b'sar l'kayhanim, its blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach is the matir for the meat of this bird to be eaten by the kayhanim. Parm hanisrafim, musrim hanisrafim, these are two different types of carbon chatas which are burned completely. Still, they're considered davar she'esh lamatirin because dama matras hemirein likarev, the blood being sprinkled allows the limbs and parts of it to be brought, meaning that's a necessary step in the process. Therefore, it's considered davar she'esh lamatirin. However, Rav Shimon says, kol she'ein al mizbeach chitzuk yishlamim, anything which is not brought on the outer mizbeach, which is the main mizbeach in the Azara, like a carbon shlamim is, ein chayav an al mishum pigol, then there's no din of pigol. Therefore, these parman hasrafim and seir hasrafim we just mentioned, that their blood is not brought on the outside mizbeach, rather on the inside mizbeach, in the heichal, they actually do not have a din of pigol. And we keep discussing which carbonus pigol could apply to. So the Mishnah says, kachay gayim, a carbon being brought by a non-Jew, which actually a non-Jew is allowed to bring a carbon. His carbon is not eaten, he can't bring a shlamim, he can only bring an oila, but he still could bring a carbon, and the processing of his carbon, the shechita, the zrika, is like a regular carbon being brought by a yid. Still, there's a difference. There's no chiv of pigol. So if the kohen has a thought of chutzlis manoi, there's no chiv of karis for eating that meat. Also, there's no issue of noisar, which is when meat is left over past the time it's allowed to be eaten, and tamei is the isser of a person who's tamei, that he's not allowed to eat kodshim. These isurim do not apply to the carbon of a non-Jew, and vashechton b'chutz pater, if the kohen find shechted outside the Azara, which is usually a big no-no by Yitz Karban, by Guy's Karban. He's potter for doing that. Did Rameh to Meir's opinion, or is Rabbi Yossi Mechayev? Rabbi Yossi is Mechayev. Now going back to two Mishnayos ago, where we discussed extensively that Pigul can only apply to Davar Sheyeshle Matirin. So now we discuss this in regards to these other Yisrim that we just mentioned, Dvarm She'in Chayavan Olein Mishum Pigul, things that one is not Chayav Pigul for, because they're Davar She'in Le Matirin, Chayavan Olein Mishum Noiser Mishum Tameh. One still would be Chayav for the Isra of Noiser, or if he's Tameh and he eats it, Chutz Min Adam, except for blood of a Karban. Whereas Reb Shimon says that no, but Davar She'darken Le'Ochel, it's only with something that's normal to be eaten. For example, a Karban Mincha is normal to eat, it's food, it's flour and oil, and therefore, even if there's no Pigul regarding the Kaimitz of the Mincha, like we mentioned two Mishnayos ago, still there would be an Isser of eating it when he's Tameh. Aval, Kagaino Eitzim Valvain of Akhtires, regarding the wood of the Mizbeach, or the Levain of the Karban Mincha, or the Khtires, Ein Chayav Olam Mishum Toma, there's no Chiv of Toma there, because these are not meant to be eaten anyway, therefore if he does do so in a state of Toma, he's not going to be Chayav for that. And now we've got the Mishnah Vav with something brand new. All the way up until here, from the beginning of the Masechta, we've been discussing improper thoughts that somebody had while bringing the Karban. It could be during the Shechita, or the Zrika, Kabbalah, or Halacha, and we discussed the thoughts of Shaloi Lishmoi, Chutzlas Manoi, and Chutzlam Kaimoi, and now we're going to be discussing the positive aspect, what thoughts a person should be having. And that's what the Mishnah says, L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, a Karban is brought with the following six positive thoughts in mind. L'shem Zevach, the Kohen has to have in mind this Karban itself, so if it's supposed to be an Oila, he has in mind Oila, if it's supposed to be a Shlomim, he has in mind Shlomim. Also L'shem Zaveach, with in mind for the one bringing the Karban, meaning the Yid who came to the Beis HaMikdash with his Karban, the Kohen has to have him in mind. Also L'shem Hashem, that it's for Hashem. L'shem Ishim, that's parts are going to be brought on the fire and burned. And L'shem Reach and L'shem Nichayach, we know that in regards to many Karbanos, the Pasuk says Reach Nichayach, and so the Kohen has to have these two thoughts in mind. Reach is that it's pleasant aroma, Nichayach is that it brings Nachas Ruach to Hashem, and V'achatos V'Asham, specifically if he's bringing Karban Chatos or Asham, L'shem Chait, he has to have in mind that this is for the Aveira that the person did, which is why they're bringing this Karban in the first place. However, Amar B'Yesi says, Raf Mishaloi HaYabaliba L'shem Echad Mikol Elu, even if the Kohen did not have any of these things in mind, he just simply shechted it, and that's it. Nonetheless, kosher, the carbon's kosher. Why is that Shehu Tanai Bezdin? This is a stipulation of Bezdin. A Tanai Bezdin, meaning Bezdin established, they're able to be Kaveya, that even if the Kohen didn't have anything in mind, that's not a problem. Because we say that his stam actions, his simple action of what he was doing, is automatically considered that everything was Lashma and everything was had in mind, even though he didn't have this thought actively, still everything's fine. And actually, in a way, it might be better not to have a thought that this is for this carbon or this is for that person, because he might accidentally end up having the wrong thought. For example, if he's so focused on thinking, I'm going to have the thought of Lashma, this is going to be Shechta Lashma, this is going to be done Lashma, so then he's able to mess up and think about the wrong carbon. It's really a carbon oila, but he might accidentally be thinking Shlomim. But if he doesn't have any thought in mind, he just has a blank mind, he's focused on doing what he's doing properly, making sure the Shechita is good, and doing whatever he's doing properly without any official thoughts in his mind, that's even better. Now here's another thing from Rabbi, the thought process only goes after the one who's doing the avoida, which is the Kain, and not with the owner. So even if the owner has all these proper thoughts, that while the Kain's bringing it, he's thinking to himself, wow, I'm so happy, the Kain's bringing my Ayla, the Kain's bringing my Ayla, L'shem Yuchel Kutchebrichu, Ayla, 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 that doesn't make a difference. If the Kain's thinking Shlomim, so the carbon's puzzle, because again, as what Rabbi Yossi just said, the Machshava only follows the Ayved. Well, firstly, you might recognize this parak from davening every morning. For those who say Karbanos before Shacharis, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those who don't, most probably do recite the Brayos of Rabbi Shmuel right before Psukei Zimra, and right before the Brayos of Rabbi Shmuel comes this perek, Ezu Mekayim Shel Zvachim, and also has a unique distinction of not having a single machloikas in it. No arguments of Meir, Blazer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, so on. Just straight text with no machloikas. What is in this perek? So it clearly details where every type of karban needs to be shechted, how many matnois dam, blood applications are done, and where they're done, and a few other key things related to each karban. And in order to understand these Mishnayos better, it's highly suggested to look at a picture of the layout of the Azara, and actually many Mishnayos have a basic drawing to aid with that. Now let's describe it to the best of our ability. One entering the Beis HaMikdash does this from the east, which means that north is to his right, south is to his left, and in front of him is west. And to help with the visual, the Kaisel HaMaravi, the western wall, is actually the back wall of the Beis HaMikdash compound. So when you're standing at the Kaisel, you're on the completely opposite side from where you need to be to enter through the main door. So either way, back to our discussion. Walking through the Beis HaMikdash from the main entrance, one goes through the Ezes Nashim and then finds himself in what's called the Azara. Now, there's a small strip right in the beginning called the Ezes Yisrael, where non-Kohanim are allowed to stand and watch the Karban being tended to. The rest of the Azara, though, is only for Kohanim. So a person standing at the entrance to the Azara, more or less directly right in front of him is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach. It was quite large, and its ramp was accessed from the south, or the left side of the Hazara, which means that a Kohen standing at the base of the Kevesh, of the ramp of the Mizbeach, he's in the south, he's facing north, to his right is east, that's the entrance to the Hazara, to his left is west, that's the entrance of the Heichal, which we're going to mention in a minute. Now back to the entrance of the Hazara, to the right, or again, north of the Hazara, is where a lot of the processing of the carbon takes place. Shechita, Kabbalas Hadam, there are also hooks for hanging the carbon to be flayed, and tables to cut the carbon into pieces. Now directly across from the entrance to the Hazara, beyond the Mizbeach, was the entrance to the Heichal, and inside the Heichal is the Menorah, Shulchan, and Mizbeach Hazav. And obviously at the end, or the back of the Heichal, is where the Pareches was, the entrance to the Kodesh Kodashim. Now just one more point that's very crucial for this parak, there's two levels of Kedusha a carbon could be. Kodshe Kodshim, which is the highest level, and Kodshim Kalim, which is a lower level. Now beginning Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Ezuhu Mekoy Mishal Zvachim, where's the proper place of a carbon, meaning what's the proper way to go about bringing a carbon? And the Mishnah begins with the highest level, Kodshe Kodshim, Shechitas HaMatzafon. Any carbon which is considered a Kodshe Kodshim, it has to be shechted in the north, which again is the right side of the Hazara. So first Kodshe Kodshim we mention is Par V'sar Shel Mekipurim. The Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur, Shechitas HaMatzafon, they're shechted in the north, and also the Kibbol Domen V'Kli Sharis HaMatzafon, their Kabbal Sadam is done in a Kli Sharis, which means a holy vessel. It can't just be done with the regular plastic cup that you have in your pocket. It has to be done with a special Kli Sharis that's also done in the Tzafon. And here's Matnei Zdam, which is unique to these Karbonis of Yom Kippur, as we know extensively from Maseches Yoma, when we learn all about how the Avodah of Yom Kippur is done, what's done with the blood, V'Domen Ton HaZoyal Bein HaBadim, the blood needs to be sprinkled in between the Badim, this referring to when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he stands in between the poles of the Aron Kodesh, and he besprinkles the blood towards the Aron. That's what we say in Yom Kippur Davening, Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas U'Shtayim, so on and so forth. That's what we're referring to when we say Bein HaBadim. Also, V'Ala Paroiches, he sprinkles the blood towards the Paroiches. This is when he's outside of the Kodesh Kodashim, he's in the Heichal, he's facing the Paroiches, and he also sprinkles it in the same way, Achas, Achas U'Shtayim, Achas U'Shalosh, so on and so forth. And lastly, V'Al Mizbach Hazav, the blood of these two Karbonos is applied to the Mizbeach Hazav, the golden Mizbeach, which is also in the Heichal, as we mentioned. It's also known as the Mizbeach Ketores, because that's where the Ketores is brought on. So there's a lot of blood applications, a lot of Matnois Dam done with these two Karbonos. And here's also the important Nekuda, Matana Achas Mehen Ma'akaves. Even one Matana, one application is going to be Ma'akev. If the Kohen Gadol forgot to do even one of these many applications that we mentioned, the whole thing is possible and he's got to restart from the beginning. Now, what's done with the leftover blood? Shiare Hadam, the rest of the blood that's in the vessel, it's poured on the western base of the outer Mizbeach, which means now going back out into the Hazara, standing by the ramp in the Mizbeach, west is towards the left, and that's where the main base of the Mizbeach was, so all the extra blood gets poured there. However, if the Kohen Gadol didn't end up doing so, it's not ma'akev, not a problem. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing to discuss Kodshe Kodshim, Parim HaNisrafim U'Se'irim HaNisrafim, cows and goats which are burned. Parim HaNisrafim is referring to Parim Dar Shel Tzibur and Par Kohen Mashiach. We're not going to get into discussion what those are. And Se'irim HaNisrafim are referring to Se'irim that are brought because the Tzibur was Oved Avodah Zarah. So these also are shechted in the north. V'kibul Domen V'Kli Sharis Batzafon. Their blood is also caught in a Kli Sharis in the north. V'Domen Ton Hazoya Al Paroiches V'Mizbach Hazav. They also have unique blood application that it's done towards the Paroiches and also on the Mizbeach Hazav. Here also, similar to the previous Mishnah, Matana Achas Mehen Ma'akaves. Even one Matana that wasn't done is going to be Ma'akev, and that's going to passel the whole carbon. And similar to the previous Mishnah as well, Shiare Hadama Yoshev Chayisoyed Ma'arovish on Mizbeach Achitzoin, the leftover blood is poured on the western base of the outer Mizbeach, and Imloy Nasan Loy Ikev, if that wasn't done, it's not Ma'akev, and Elu Ve'elu Nisrafim Beis Hadashen, these that we just mentioned, the Parma Nisrafim and the Seir Manisrafim, they're burned in the Beis Hadashen. What's the Beis Hadashen? So this is actually a place outside Yerushalayim where the Deshen, the ashes from the Mizbeach Achitzoin were taken. So these two Karbonos were burned in that area in the Beis Hadashen. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.